Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to discuss the Biden administration and the Department of Transportation's recent announcement to make $450 million in grant funds available to expand port capacity. Langley shares the impact this can have on improving conditions for cotton exports.
As we've been through this COVID pandemic and the supply chain and logistical challenges that that has presented, I think cotton has been on the forefront of many of those challenges, particularly since we are such an export-dependent commodity with over 80% of our cotton being exported annually, and over half of that going out of the ports of LA Long Beach, which have been one of those more significant choke points as far as exports. And so we see any opportunities like this announcement with additional funding that can go directly to the ports, whether it's to expand their current capacity and facilities, things that could be done maybe in terms of equipment to try to increase automation, things that could allow the ports to work longer periods of time in a day. All those things should help increase velocity to move more products in and out of the ports and open up capacity. And so that's critically important. Another key export facility for the U.S. cotton industry is also the Port of Savannah. And we've already seen some important upgrades that have come online at that port. And we know a lot of other additional capacity is going to come online soon because of some upgrades that they had already undertaken. But these additional grant dollars may be something that can help enhance that even further.
Langley discusses the recent announcement from USDA to allocate funding addressing market disruptions at the ports. Funding aims to help increase capacity at the Port of Oakland in Oakland, California, and a per-container payment to aid with the movement of containers, which could support global cotton exports.
Another thing that we are watching closely as it relates to supply chain and export capabilities is some of the work that USDA is doing. And they recently announced an allocation of some funding that they are using to address some market disruption issues, particularly at the ports. And initially, they have announced a partnership or an agreement with the Port of Oakland to allow that port to help facilitate it, adding some additional container storage yards so they have more room to store containers and remove some of the congestion close to the port loading and unloading facilities. And we're hopeful that something like that can be expanded to other ports, particularly ones that are more heavily utilized for the export of cotton. And then the other part of the USDA announcement, where we think there's additional details yet to come, but is to provide a per container payment to help with the movement of those containers at the port, particularly if they're having to be stored off-site and then moved into the port later for loading onto the ship. And so all of those things are potentially mechanisms and support that could be very beneficial for the U.S. cotton industry and for our companies that are merchandising and trying to ship this cotton to our export markets around the world.